Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Hisa. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. There goes Melton. The throw from Porter to Hisa, and Melton is out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHewitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coluccio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hermann moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Money reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Mitchell moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards second. Orta picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orta. Garcia moves to second. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garcia moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Orta moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Orta moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Orta scores. Hermann moves to third. Dent moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Dent moves to third. Kelly moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa fields it and throws to second for the out. Dent scores. Kelly moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Muser steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman is walked intentionally. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muser scores. Herman moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Herman trying to get to home. La Hewitt throws the ball into Porter who tags Herman who's trying to score from second, for the out. Dent moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0 for 2 in the game. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to second. One out. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. La Hewitt strikes out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a pop-up towards short. Hysa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dent. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Dent steals second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 3 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.